下面是读经时间，今天我们要读的经文是诗篇第一章，请各位打开圣经或者看大屏幕。我先用中文读一遍，然后再用英文读一遍。诗篇第一章，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。 Psalm chapter 1 verse 1 to 6. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff, like the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction.
读经完毕，请各位谨记神的话语。
Thank you, Sister Yael, reading the scripture for us bilingual, with our mother tongue and also with the English.
谢谢瑶瑶姊妹用你的我们的母语还有英语把这个经文念出来。
I'm so amazed how many of you can come in Canada Day and worship God.
我很惊讶，有多那么多的人可以在今天这个国庆日里边，你们可以来到我们中间崇拜。
How many of you come with your family? Can you please raise your hand? Meaning that you with your parents and your children, they all come together. Can you raise your hand?
家人一起来的，请举举手。
Let's give them a round of applause.
好，感谢主。
Praise God. And this is worth mentioning because our church is a 3M church, a multi-generational, multicultural, and multilingual church.
我们的教会是一个多代同堂、多语言、多文化的 3M 的 church.
We do not just focus on one ethnic group or one generation. It's all inclusive, actually.
我们的服事不单单是一代或者是某一个族裔的人。
I don't know how many of you are still young and you're paying attention to Pastor Stephen here, but before you know it, you'll grow up and you'll be strong in the Lord and you will be as brave and as useful as David.
你们有一些很年轻的小孩，可能你现在听父母师在讲话，在教导，可能很快你们就长大成人，好像 David 大卫王一样了。
I remember when I was young and I sit through the whole service and actually it was a long service, but I remember the preacher was very ungodly and strong and powerful.
我记得我小的时候也好像跟我的家人来到崇拜，那个时候的这个讲道也是很长的，但是这个牧师呢，我记得他是很有力量的。
It is not uncommon that I fall asleep twice or three times, but every time I wake up, everybody was paying attention.
很多时候我一次又一次的睡着了，但是我醒的时候呢，看见很多人都很专心在听到。
So I would like to encourage you to worship God as a family.
所以我鼓励你们，就是一家人，整个家庭一起来崇拜、敬拜我们的神。
And I also want to stress that there will be a prayer meeting starting from 1:30 every Sunday.
我想鼓励大家，我们有一个祷告会是一点半开始的。
I would like to encourage all the fathers here to bring your family, first come to the sanctuary one and pray together, help them up and pray for them.Bless them and then send them away to Sunday school.
我想鼓励所有做父亲的，你带你的家人一起来一点半，你先为你的孩子祝福，为他们祷告，往后送他们去他们的主日学，他们的崇拜。
Because this will be a new movement that we will dedicate this sanctuary as a sanctuary of prayer.
我们会做这个圣殿成为我们的祷告的殿。
And a signature of this people, no matter what language you speak, we are the people of prayer.
记号就是无论我们讲什么的语言都好，我们就是祷告的人。
And very important of all the pastors, all the leaders, I anticipate and we will be the people of prayer.
我也希望所有的带领的牧师执事，我们都是祷告的人。
So this is a long weekend, but the sermon will not be that long.
这是长周末，但是我们的讲道就不会那么长。
I'll summarize it in a very concise way so that you can actually understand the Bible, but promise me this way, you need to act upon it.
我会精简的跟大家分享，但是呢，你要答应我一件事情，就是你要去回应神的话。
So before I go on, I would like to introduce the following video.Because we were making history last Saturday.
所以我在讲到之前，我们先看看这个录影吧。
感谢主，感谢主。
Give thanks to the Lord.
让我们城北教会有33年一个相爱合一的教会。
This church has been a church of unity for the past 33 years.
所以迈向以后的日子当中，我身为一个国语的牧师，我希望把整个教会能够带得更靠近。
As a Mandarin pastor, I pray that in the following years we can group together even closely.
那我们城北教会只有一个团队。不是任何一个语言的团队，是整个教会是合一，都是一个团队。
In this church, we only have one team. It's not about one single language team. It's just one team within this church.
我们是神的团队。
We're God's team.
我们是神的仆人。
We're God's people.
求天父帮助我们，我们带好我们自己的家里，能够在上帝的面前，我们成为一个忠心良善的仆人。
May the Lord help us to be faithful servants of Him.
让我们先做一个的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we want to give thanks to you.
我谢谢你没有把你的心意隐藏。
We thank you because you have not hidden your own desire and will.
你把你的话语彰显在我们的面前。
You revealed to us your word in front of us.
让我们可以重复的诵读。
So that we can repeatedly go meditate on it.
但愿我们珍惜下面的时间。
For the following times.
怀抱你每一句对我们的吩咐。
May we embrace every moment that you give us.
又愿我们的心灵能打开。
And open the eyes of our heart.
看见自己生命的光景。
And we see the stage of where we are right now.
以至于我们知道我们向前的标杆应该怎么样跑。
So we see the purpose and the goal before us.
求你在加拿大国庆的时间。
At this Canada Day.
让我们知道我们华人教会在加拿大里面的使命。
Let us know the purpose and destiny of this Chinese church here.
就是在这个地方做盐做光。
To be the salt and light in this place.
把一切的荣耀归给你。
To all glory be given to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
诗篇是最容易找的一个一章的圣经。
It's really easy to find the book of Psalms.
你只要把圣经合起来，然后放到正中间，一打开，那就是诗篇了。
Close the Bible and then put your finger right in the middle and you open it, there is Psalms.
所以诗篇呢是整个圣经里面的一个心脏。
It's right at the heart of the scripture.
它不但是记录了上帝的话语。
Not only does it record the word of God,
并且更特别的是它是诗篇是可以唱的。
But also you can sing the Psalms.
当字句可以进入人的脑。
Every word and every verse can enter into our mind.
如果字配上音乐可以进入人的脑也可以进入人的心和灵魂。
The words along with music can come directly into our mind and also into our hearts.
所以诗篇是我们历世历代当中基督徒都非常喜欢读的。
This is why one of the most favorite books of Christians along history.
也可以说我们读诗篇的时候似乎可以带我们进入上帝的心意当中。
So as we meditate on the Psalms, it can really lead us into the heart of God.
诗篇第一篇里面告诉我们
Psalm 1 tells us
有两条的路。
There's two ways.
一条路是恶道。
The first way is a wicked way.
另外一条路是义路。
The other way is the way of the righteous.
恶道的人走上去的人就是恶人。
The way people who go on the wicked way are the wicked people.
走上义道的人他叫义人。
You go on the righteous path and you are called the righteous.
所以诗篇开宗明义告诉我们。
So the psalm very openly tells us.
恶道善道是可以选择的。
There is a choice between the wicked way and the righteous way.
不是一种盲目的一种的宿命。
It's not just because of the busyness and your destiny.
而且上帝更愿意他的子民留在善道的当中。
And the will of God is for his people to be on the way of righteousness.
诗篇第一篇一开始，中文没有这样写，但是呢，英文看得很清楚，是叫 blessed。
In the book of Psalm 1, the Chinese is not that explicit, but in English, it very clearly says, blessed.
一开宗明义说，有福气的人是这样这样。
It very explicitly says, to be blessed is like this and this and this.
那什么叫有福气的人呢？
So who are the blessed people?
我自己用自己的理解做出下面的一个解释。
Let me give you my own interpretation.
有福的人是因着信神与神立约的人。
Those who are blessed are people who are because they trust in God and have entered into a covenant with God.
因此呢，带来那种是不依赖外界而有的。
Because of that, we do not rely on the circumstances of the world.
心里的平安。
And then we have the peace in the heart.
和在永恒归宿里面的确定。
And we have that firm affirmation in eternity.
所以这个有福不是我们外面人的看哈，就是说你拥有多少。
So this blessed is not as what the world dictates it to be, how much or whatever you have.
因为用钱买不到的心里的平安和真正的满足感，这才是叫贵重。
Because that peace and satisfaction you have in your heart, you cannot buy it with any amount of money.
是因为相信神的人心里有满足的喜乐。
Because you trust in God, because then you have that satisfaction and rest in God.
信神的人，我们知道我们的罪得赦免，我们有永恒的归宿。
So because we believe in God, we know that we have that affirmation of eternity.
一点没有疑问。
There's no doubt.
凭信进入生命的平安和永恒的归宿。
By faith, we entered into this rest of our heart through eternity.
而且是不依赖外界所拥有的。
And also, we do not rely on any other circumstances of the world.
物质非常的丰富。
Maybe you have a lot of material wealth.
我们知道这是上帝托付给我们的一些的财富，要我们去用出去的。
This is what God gave to us as stewards.
物质如果有缺乏，我们也知道神的恩典是够用。
And when we are in lack, we know that God is the one who provides for us.
所以因此这种的有福或者 blessed 呢，是指与上帝立约，一种心灵和永恒的一种快乐。
So because of that, this kind of blessed state is actually as we enter into the covenant of God that brings this eternal peace to us.
今天早上你们有没有这样的一种的福气呢？
Today, are you blessed?
包括基督徒。
Including all Christians?
我们在这里不是作秀。
We're here, we're not doing a show.
也不是说我们台上的人说了怎么样天花龙凤。
And we're just not building you a big, full picture.
我们现在问的就是您自己的心里是否已经成为有福的人。
What I'm trying to ask you is in your heart, do you feel blessed?
如果还没有的，我盼望你能够打开你的心，接受耶稣基督，接受上帝的福气。
So if you say I don't feel blessed, then I encourage you to open your heart to receive the blessings that come only from Jesus.
诗篇开宗明义的说，他说有福的人是怎么样的人？
The book of Psalms, Psalm 1 tells us, who are those people who are blessed?
第一节一连说了三个步。
And then there's three steps.
这是一条道路上面的三盏的灯。
It's like in the pathway, there are three lamps on the road.
这条恶道上面有三个的警号灯。
And on this wicked way, there are three warning lights.
当第一个警号灯亮起的时间，我们已经心里要有所准备，不要再往下走了。
So when you see the first warning light, you need to be prepared to go back and don't go forth.
如果我们看到第二个灯，甚至第三个灯的时间，我们已经深深地走到这个恶道当中了。
So when you see the second light, or even the third light, then for sure you are on that wicked way.
原来上帝是要禁止要保护他的子民不要走到恶道上面去。
So the Lord was to prevent and forbid us to keep going on that wicked way.
圣经说不从恶人的计谋。
The Bible says do not walk in the step with the wicked.
每一样的工程都是由计划开始。
Everything starts from a plan.
而每一样的坏和恶事情也都是从计划开始。
Even evilness and wickedness start from a plan.
我们今天脑子里面计谋的是什么呢？
What is in your mind? What are you planning for?
马丁路德告诉我们这样一句话。
Martin Luther once said,
他说你不能阻止飞鸟在你头上面飞过。
He said, you cannot stop and prevent a bird flying over your head.
但是你可以防止飞鸟在你头顶上筑窝。
But you can forbid that bird to build a nest on your head.
你相信这句话吗？
Do you believe in that word?
非常真实。
Very real.
一天里面可能有很多的恶行，有很多的这种的欲望在我们头上飞过，在思想里面飞过。
Every day we have all these wicked desires and evil plans flying over our head.
但只有那些容让这种私欲和邪恶的飞鸟在自己思想里面筑窝的人，他就注定的就要走向这条的恶道了。
But only those wicked will allow these plans to build a nest and settle down in their mind.
圣经告诉我们说，你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
And Psalm it says, guard your heart.Above all else, because everything you do flows from it.
这句话历世历代都是真的，不要恶，不要不从恶人的计谋。
This is a real statement. Do not walk in the steps of the wicked people.
但是在现今的时代当中，我们更甚。
But then in this real life that we have now,
我们知道人性很容易被引诱，人的欲望一旦被这个充分的引诱的时间，人就开始进入这个犯罪。
We know that in reality is there are so many temptations that brought us to this wicked way.
今天的这个网络的信息不用我们去追它，它来追我们的。
In the social media internet world, we don't have to go on it. They are chasing after us.
我最近认识一个人，他是在网络公司里面做的。
So I recently met this guy who works for this internet company.
原来他告诉我，他说你每次如果点击一个的广告，后面发生了很多的事情。
He said every time you click on a certain advertisement, many things happen after behind that.
你点这个广告呢，就是把你自己所有的个人的信息呢，就已经被暴露了。
So when you click on that advertisement, you are actually exposing yourself to them.
那你整份你自己个人的报告呢，就丢到网络上面去。
Then everything about you is going behind to those people.
然后有很多很多很多的公司来 bid， 就是来竞争你这一份个人的资料。
And then many other companies will be bidding for your information.
如果你是三十多岁的男人
，If you're a man 30 odd years old，
可能汽车、手表等等的广告。就会跟着你来。
Maybe the cars, the watch advertisement will be chasing after you.
有些女性用品呢，这些公司就不会 bid 的。男性用品呢，这些就会找到你。
So obviously they will not give you the feminine products because you're a guy.
那这些公司找到你了，然后你开始就在你的荧幕上面看到很多的广告，是跟你年龄这个生活在里面的方式很相配的。
So you see all suddenly all these advertisements that matches your personal profile.
整个的动作就在不到一秒钟里面全部完成。你在 click 的时候，到公司找到你，不用一秒钟完成。
This whole process is completed in less than 1 second.
这个弟兄是做这个公司的。
So this is where he works for.
哇，我说今天的科技真是太厉害，太厉害了。
Wow, I see, so powerful, such technology.
这些的公司是找上你的。
So they look for you.
有好的也有坏意识的这些的公司也会找上我们。
The good companies, even the wicked and bad companies, they're looking after you.
我觉得现在的邪恶并不止于叫人做为非作歹的事情。
So the evilness of today is not just teaching you to do something wrong.
现在我们知道有网络上面有很多这种暴力啊、色情这种的网站。
So now there are a lot of websites that have a lot of sexual connotations or a lot of influences in there, bad influences in there.
光是在美国2018年进入第二月份的时间，已经有18宗的校园枪击案，可能我们不一定知道。
And just in the first 2 months of 2018, there are over 18 separate shootings in schools in the U.S.
在今年哈，进入二月份，美国已经有18宗的校园枪击案。
Just entering into February, there's already 18 of these school killings and shootings.
但是我说，现代的这个邪恶是不止于叫人做为非作歹的事情。
So today's evilness is not just teaching you to do something wicked or wrong.
而更邪恶的是那种消费主义满满的蚕食基督徒对罪的这种的敏感。
So what's more evil is this consumerism is gradually eating up into your life and causing you to fall.
把我们对上帝的爱都麻木了。
It buries your love towards God.
还有把我们在社会中应该有基督徒的见证这种的士气都抵消了。
It cancels off the testimony that you should have towards this world as a Christian.
所以圣经告诉我们说，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
Which is why the book of Psalms tells us, do not walk in the step of the wicked, or stand in the way of the sinners, or sit in the company of mockers.
我们每天要保守我们的眼睛，在看什么样的一些的资讯。
We need to protect our eyes and say, what are the kind of information we're reading?
我们要分析是不是在看广告的时候，广告就潜移默化的就在那里谋算一些的事情呢？
We need to discern, are those advertisements coming to haunt me?
求上帝帮助我们，天天保护我们的心。
May the Lord come and protect our hearts.
要不要占罪人的道路
？We do not stand in the ways of the wicked.
圣经也告诉我们，一次再一次的告诉我们。
The Bible repeatedly tells us.
要禁止我们的脚，要禁止我们的嘴唇，禁止我们所说的话。
We need to be careful about the footsteps that we take, our heart, the words that we say, the thoughts that we have.
这是一种属灵的操练。
This is a spiritual discipline.
我们要限制自己不做一些事情。
We need to control ourselves not to do certain things.
我们也要限制自己的嘴不说一些的恶言。
We need to prevent ourselves from saying wicked words.
圣经最后说是不坐亵慢人的座位。
So the Bible says, do not sit in the company of mockers.
最后就是这些人已经从计谋到行动到一种生活的常态，他来讥笑上帝正营的人。
So these people not only have a plan, but they have become, taken the action and now become a lifestyle that will mock at God's people.
当一盏一盏的灯过去的时间
，When these lights of warning keeps being lit up，
每一道我们都知道上帝有方法帮助我们的。
We know that in every warning light there is a way out。
要保守自己的心
，We need to guard our hearts。
也要限制自己，要不做恶行
，We need to restrain ourselves from doing wicked。
更加靠着上帝的能力，我们可以攻破那种敌对上帝的营垒。
And also, by the grace of God, we need to pull down every stronghold that comes against us.
在第一节这个恶道的尽头是什么呢
？What is the end path at this at the end of this wicked way?
就是第四节、第五节还有第六节。
It's verse 4, verse 5, and verse 6.
原来第四节说恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。
So in the verse 4 it says that wicked are like the chaff that the wind blows away.
糠秕这是一个看起来像麦子，但是呢，它是里面没有内容的。
What is the chaff? It's actually is empty fluff.
可以说只是外面是虚无，但是里面是虚空的。
It's like vanity.
所以我们如果是做恶人的时间，我们会成为一个虚浮，一个这个今生是虚幻的一个人。
So as we do the evil ways, we think we have accomplished, but at the end, it's like chaff, and it's all vanity.
用计谋、用诡诈得到了财富，难道这个人晚上能够安睡吗
？When we do evil plans to acquire wealth, can we sleep at night?
到最后都是虚幻。
At the end of the day, it's all vanity.
心惊胆跳的过他的一生。
We live in fear.
他说：“恶有恶报，善有善报，不是不报，只是时辰未到。”
And we say an eye for an eye, so don't think that the bad things are not coming after you. Just your time has not come yet.
今生在这个虚浮的中间，而最后上帝也会审判那样的人。
Even though you may think you are getting out of it, at the end the judgment comes from God.
因为第五节说，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住。
Therefore, in verse 5 it says, therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment.
而且第六节是恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Also in verse 6 it says the way of the wicked leads to destruction.
诗篇也叫做一个智慧诗。
The book of Psalms is also called the book of wisdom.
让我们知道走向这条道路里面有一切的危险。
So that we know that on this path there are dangers.
而人的最终不是一死百了。
And at the end of the man, humanity is not just dying, death.
好人坏良坏人最后不是就是死亡一了百了。
So the good and the wicked, their difference is not just dying and then that's it.
义人要在上帝面前交账，坏人、恶人也会交账，会得到那个审判，最后呢也会灭亡。
The righteous need to give an account of ourselves before God, so do the wicked people.
所以上帝说，你一开始就不要从恶人的计谋，也不要占罪人的道路，也不要坐亵慢人的座位。
That's why right at the beginning of this psalm it says, "Do not walk in the way of the wicked, nor the way of the sinners, also in the company of mockers."
因为你这样做是今生的虚浮，而且永恒里面要面对上帝的审判。
Because you may have a comfortable life, but then at the end of the day, you have to face the judgment of God.
诗篇第一篇第二节又谈到另外一条的道路。
Verse 2, it says of a different way.
这是上帝要我们走向的那条的道路。
And that's the way that God has called us to walk on.
就是那条的义路。
It's a way of righteousness.
恶人、罪人和亵慢人可以有很多很多不同的方式才表现出来。
The wicked, the sinners, the mockers have many, many ways of expressing their wickedness.
因此我说，成为一个失败的人有很多的方法。
There are many ways to be a man of failure.
但是走在义路上面只有一个方法。
Then there's only one way to go on this path of righteousness.
就是为喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
And that only way is those who delight in the law of the Lord and who meditates on it day and night.
有很多基督徒也说，我想得到上帝的福气。
And many Christians said, I want to be blessed by God.
那我要做什么呢?
So what do I need to do?
难道是行善积福吗?
Is it because I just do some good deeds?
我多点奉献。
Maybe I get more money.
我多点做义工。
I do more volunteer work.
我多点做探访的工作。
Maybe I go do more visitation.
我做的越多，这个福气就一定会来临我们家啦。
The more I do, the more blessing that comes to my family.
上帝一句都没有提到我们要做什么。
And actually, the Lord never said you need to do whatever.
他说你做一件的事情。
He said you only need to do one thing.
就是你要喜爱耶和华的律法。
And that is to love and delight in the law of the Lord.
所以今天我们下午的这个有一个很重要的问题。
Therefore, I have a very important question.
也是要问我们自己。
To ask ourselves.
你想做一个有福气的人吗？
Do you want to be a blessed person?
但是你有没有喜爱耶和华的律法？
But then have you have delight in the word of God?
还是基督徒有一种的心态，我越多的侍奉，我越多的牺牲自己，上帝的福气一定会来到呢？
Or maybe you have that mentality, the more I sacrifice myself, the more I serve, then the more blessing I have from God.
圣经告诉我们，很多人的前提是错的。
Scripture says this is a very bad concept.
因为圣经说，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
Because Scripture tells us something differently. For those who delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on it day and night, then you are blessed.
在诗篇的时代当中，他们没有印刷。
In the days of the Book of Psalms, there is no printing press.
也没有上网去看这个那个的。
And then you can't go on the web to look at this and look at that.
所有都是口传，然后人记得。重复的在那里诵读，然后思想成为自己的一部分。他哪有圣经拿回去？没有一家有一个圣经的。
There's no printing, so everything is done through orally, and they keep meditating it on it, and until it goes into their heart. And they memorize.
有人诵读上帝的话语。
Some people declare the word of God.
他们留心的听。
And they pay attention.
然后把它背起来。
And they memorize it.
然后回家教导他的儿女。
And they go back home and teach it to their children.
然后一家人一起的在那里思想，在那里反刍。
And the whole family, they keep repeatedly meditate on it, and they memorize it together.
这就是当时的一种的方法。
That's the way they do it.
现在我们方法当然更多了。
And now we have a lot more methods.
我们有文字的。
We have the print.
我们有听的。
We can listen.
我们有上的主日学。
We can go to Sunday school.
我们有很多很多的资源。
There are many, many resources.
但是有一件可能我们没有的。
Then there's one thing that we don't have.
外面的方法很多，但是属灵的胃口我们却没有。
We may have many, many methods, but what is your spiritual appetite that you do not have?
我在思想，这就是可能是我们教会软弱最主要一个的一个的。重点。
Maybe that is the key point of why the church is weak.
为什么我们基督徒没有生命的能力？
Why as Christians we do not have the power of life?
因为我们在最源头的时间，我们还没有走上这个幸福的道路，就是我们还没有喜悦、喜爱耶和华的律法。
Because at the source of our life we have not gone on this righteous way by delighting in the law of the Lord.
上帝的律法是什么？
What is the law of the Lord?
在当时来说，就是上帝所有的话。
At that time, it means the word of God, every word of God to them.
是全部他的话，是生活的智慧。
It's every single word from God. It's the
wisdom
of life.
天父的应许。
Every promise from God.
上帝的话是什么呢？
What is the word of God?
上帝的话好像一扇的窗，可以看进上帝的心。
The word of God is like a window that allows to peep in and look at the heart of the Heavenly Father.
正如有人说，眼睛是灵魂之窗，是很相似的。
Just as some people say, the eyes are like the window into our soul.
你敢不敢面对一个人看一分钟？
Can you stare at somebody's eyes for 1 minute straight?
你开始可以笑得很灿烂。
Maybe you can still have a bright smile as you stare into him or her.
但是你的眼睛可能就出卖你了，只是这种很客气的笑容，但是你并不喜乐。你的眼睛可以告诉别人，你是不一定喜乐的。
So you may have a big smile on your face, but then your eyes will betray you, and as they stare into it, they see somebody else.
现在社交的场合可能是一种的害怕。
So in the social media nowadays, there's all this fear.
我们当看圣经，就是上帝的律法的时候。
When we look into the law and the word of God.
其实我们要看的并不是那些的字句。
What we're looking at is not the black and white print.
乃是字句的背后看到上帝的心怀意念。
Behind the black and white print, the wordings, we see the will and the heart of God.
诗篇119篇18节里面说，求你开我的眼睛，求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法的奇妙。
Psalm 119 says, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law.
每一个人看圣经都是看字句的。
Everybody, when we look at the Bible, it's like we're reading a book.
如果基督徒不能看穿了，这个是上帝的窗户，看出上帝的奇妙和进入上帝的心怀里面。
But as Christians, we need to see it not as just a mere a book. We need to see it as a window that enters right into the heart and soul of God.
难怪我们读圣经是一件苦差。
No wonder we say it's so boring reading the Bible.
耶稣也告诉我们，他说原来律法的总纲就是爱。
And Jesus tells us the summary of all laws is love.
你看到吗？律法是文字，但是律法的总纲是爱，就是神的本身，就是他自己，就是他那颗心。
So can you see the law as just the word, the black and white word, but behind all these laws, the gist of the essence of it is love.
所以当我们看圣经的时间，我们愿意有这样的一个祷告。
So as we go read scripture, can we have that kind of prayer?
你说求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法的奇妙。
Please, Lord, open the eyes so that I can see the wonderful things in your law.
你一旦打开了属灵的胃口，你就尝到主恩的滋味，你就知道耶和华的美善。
Once you open up the spiritual appetite, you will be able to see and taste the goodness of God and see how good He is.
这是我们每一个基督徒我们回家要做的事情。
This is what every Christian needs to do when we go home.
我们需要读经。
We need to read scripture.
我们更加需要读经当中有突破。
We need to make breakthrough as we read scripture.
以这样的祷告，我们进入说：“求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法的奇妙。”
And in the prayer every day, we just pray, "Open my eyes so I can see the wonderful things in your word."
就好像一个爸爸写信给儿子一样，儿子要看出信里面爸爸的用心。
Just like the father is writing a letter of love to their child, and the child needs to read the love behind the words of the letter.
我们也愿意很宝贵的把天父给我们的心意放在我们的中间，说天父啊，到底你对我的用心在哪里呢？请求你教导我这个做儿子的。
So as we read the scripture, let us ask God, what is the purpose and destiny you have for me through your word? Help me to be able to see it.
可能他很多的警告说，儿子，你太繁忙了。
Maybe your father is saying, "Oh dear son, you are so busy."
你用自己的行为想取悦我吗
？You're using your own actions to come and give thanks to me.
圣经告诉我们说，我还没有造你之前，我已经爱你了。
And the Bible says, "Before I even made you, I already love you."
你不需要做任何的事情，我都一样的爱你。
You don't have to do anything to come and please me.
我们就从这种繁忙要证明自己一种生活方式当中。我们就解脱开来了。
So in this busy life of proving ourselves, we are being liberated.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
So the person who meditates on the word of God day and night, this person is being blessed.
第三节告诉我们，他要像一棵树站在溪水旁，按手结果子，叶子也不枯干。
Verse 3 says that person will be like a tree planted by streams of water which yields its fruits in season.
我们最终读圣经的人要得到就是生命的果子。
For us who read scripture, at the end of the day, we are able to have the fruits of life.
就是平安的果子。
The fruits of peace.
上帝给我们有耶稣基督的生命，就像耶稣基督在约翰福音15章第5节里面所说的。
God gave us the life which is in Jesus Christ.And in John 15 it says,
如果你在我的里边，我也在你的里边。
If you remain in me and I in you,
如果你多结果子，父就得荣耀。
And when you bear much fruit, the glory goes to the Father.
我们有耶稣基督那样的品格。
We have the character of Christ.
那样的生命。
His life.
但始终的源头就是我们不断的昼夜的思想，是要喜爱耶和华的律法。看进天父的心。
But the source and key of all this is to meditate on His word day and night so that we can get to have the heart of the Father.
求天父帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
最后我们也要加入神的家。
Also we need to enter into the family, community of God.
在第五节里面说，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此的。
In verse 5 it says, Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
原来诗篇里面是给一群义人所写的。
Actually, the book of Psalms is written for a community of righteous people.
这群的人是一起蒙福的人。
These are the community that is being blessed.
一群在这个社区里面找不到喜乐蒙福的源头，但有一群人正在走这样一条义路的。
So when the world cannot find blessings or righteousness, there is this community of people who already have that.
是一个人的时候，我们没有办法去享受到的。
When you are alone, you cannot enjoy that.
所以要加入一个神的家，神的一个会众的当中。
Which is why you need to enter into a life, a community of Christians to experience that.
愿意我们都能够今天来立志。
May we all make a commitment today.
我们知道什么是恶道。
We know what is the wicked way.
有三盏的灯。
There are three warning lights.
每一盏的灯我们都有预防。第一盏灯亮起来，我们就要去退后了。
Every warning light warns us something. When the first light lights on, go back, return.
另外一条路是叫义路。
And there is another way, the way of the righteous.
但是它的开头和持续都是喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
To go on that path, whether it's the beginning or the end, and the key is to delight in the word of God and meditate on it day and night.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
耶和华是知道义人的道路。
The Lord knows the way of the righteousness.
耶和华也知道恶人的道路。
He also knows the way of the wicked.
我们要成为一个智慧的人。
Let's be a man of wisdom.
今天要离恶，赶紧行善。
We need to depart from the evil and the wicked and go to the righteous.
要喜爱耶和华的律法。
We need to delight in the word of God.
昼夜思想。
Meditate on it day and night.
带领我们的家庭走向真正的幸福。
To bring our whole family into the true blessings of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you for your word.
阿爸天父，我们感谢你的话。
And thank you for your clear instructions.
谢谢你很清楚的指示。
We will obey, Lord.
我们会遵行的。
By faith, we will walk down the road of righteousness.
凭信心，我们走这个义路。
And we anticipate that you will bless us.
我们知道你一定会祝福我们。
And satisfy our heart.
满足我们的心。
As we satisfy you, Lord.
让我们也满足你的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
我们继续有圣餐。